It's show number 30 for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, and we are thriving. Summer has settled in, and things are feeling easy and breezy. It's Thursday, July 16th. I'm your host, Tyler Thompson. Coming up tonight, state and federal closures, along with other restrictions, go into effect for the Chignik District tomorrow due to low Chinook salmon escapement. We'll have more information about ADF&G's announcements today, later on the show. 2 minutes a Day in the Bay is back with another message this week. We'll hear from Melanie Brown. And we catch up with an Eacock fisher who tells us about a frustrating season in those neck of the waters.
We missed probably half to a third of our season in those 3 days.
Those conversations and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
The Baywide daily harvest yesterday was down to 1.5 million. The cumulative catch is 30 million fish. Total Baywide escapement is 15 million and just a few hundred shy of 16 million. The total run in Bristol Bay as of yesterday resides at 47 million fish. Average fish per drift delivery yesterday was 1,500 in Ugashik. Igigik and Naknek-Quijek came in at 630 and 530 fish, respectively. Nushagak was at 660, and Togiak reported 170 fish. Let's take a look at the west side numbers. The Nushagak District's daily catch was slightly higher than Tuesday, coming in at 297,000, bringing the cumulative catch to 7.9 million fish. Yesterday's harvest attributed 3% to Igushik set netters, 26% to Nugashik set netters, and 69% to the drift fleet. District-wide escapement was 109,000 fish in the Nushagak District for a total district escapement of 3.3 million fish. Breaking down escapement by river, the Nushagak sonar crew saw 20,500 sockeye pass yesterday, bringing cumulative sockeye escapement in the Nushagak River to 1.1 million fish. The crew counted no kings yesterday. Total escapement is still 40,000. They also saw 480 chum. That escapement is now up to 107,000 fish. In the Wood River, the counting tower spotted 25,000 fish before 6 a.m. this morning. Total escapement in the river resides at 1.9 million as of yesterday. The counting tower at the Igushik River saw 9,000 fish pass through before 6 a.m. this morning. Total escapement in the Igushik is at 187,000 fish. Over in the Togiak District, fishermen caught 17,000 fish for the second day in a row, bringing the total catch to 145,000 fish. The Togiak counting crew counted 1,200 fish before 6 a.m. this morning, putting escapement at 32,000. Jumping over to the east side, the Naknek-Quijek is our fearless leader with a daily harvest of 530,000 fish. That came 8% from Quijek set netters, 12% from Naknek set netters, and 80% from the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Naknek-Quijek is still the Bay's largest harvest this season, surpassing 10 million at 11.1 million fish. Across the Naknek-Quijek District, yesterday's escapement was 610,000, bringing the season escapement in the district to 9.3 million. Let's look at that escapement by river. The Alagnak River came in at 171,000 yesterday, bumping total escapement in the Alagnak to 1.9 million fish. In the Quijek River, yesterday's escapement was down to 176,000 fish. Total escapement in the Quijek River is 3.5 million. The Quijek also has a 600,000 fish in river estimate. And in the Naknek River, 263,000 fish escaped yesterday. That makes the Naknek's escapement for the season 3.8 million fish so far. In total, the run in the Naknek-Quijek District is 21 million fish, the largest in the Bay. In Igigik, harvest was 407,000 fish yesterday, making the cumulative season's harvest in Igigik double digits at 10.2 million. Yesterday's catch came from 86% from the drift fleet and 14% from the set netters. Igigik's daily escapement was up to 101,000 fish yesterday, pushing escapement in the district to just over 2 million fish. In total, Igigik's run is now up to 12.3 million fish, the second largest run at this point. In the Ugashic District, daily harvest yesterday was up at 300,000 fish, attributed 27% to the set netters and 73% to the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Ugashic District is now eclipsed the 1 million mark at 1.1 million fish. 147,000 fish escaped up the Ugashic River yesterday, bringing the run to 902,000 fish. There was also a 325,000 fish in river estimate, slightly up from Tuesday's. Altogether, the total Ugashic run is 2.4 million fish so far. Permit registration on July 16th, 9 a.m. to July 18th at 9 a.m. There are 1,693 permits fishing on 1,319 vessels. That's 940 single permit vessels and 374 D-boats. On 9 a.m. Saturday, that will rise to 1,333 boats, 382 of which will be D-boats. By district, the bulk of the Bay's fleet is fishing in the Naknek-Quijac District. They have 549 boats, 176 of which are D-boats. That's 42% of the fleet, and in 48 hours, that will rise to 554 boats. 106 of those will remain D-boats. 176, rather. Ikigik represents 28% of the fleet. There are 360 boats there, 112 of which are D-boats, and those numbers will stay the same over the next 2 days. The Nushagak District will also stay steady until Thursday morning. There are 233 boats, or 18% of the fleet, fishing in the Nugashik District, 43 of which are D-boats. No changes coming ahead there. In the Ugashic District, we have 9% of the fleet fishing. That's 134 boats, 40 of which are D-boats. In 48 hours, that will change to 143 boats, 48 of which will be D-boats. And in Togiak, we have 43 boats, and that will stay the same over the next 2 days. The Chignik River crew counted through 513 king salmon as of 12:01 a.m. today. Escapement for king salmon in the Chignik River is unlikely to meet its lower range goal of 1,300 fish. Federal and state fishing will be closed in the Chignik River through Friday, July 18, until August 9 at 11:59 p.m. due to the low king salmon escapement. Sport fishing targeted at kings will also be closed Friday at 12:01 a.m. Also starting Friday, July 18 at 12:01 a.m. until Monday, 11:59 p.m. on December 31st, Chinook salmon greater than 28 inches in length in the Chignik Bay District and all salmon Chinook salmon in the Chignik River drainage from Menses Point upstream, including Chignik Lake and its tributaries, may not be retained in the state subsistence fishery. They must be returned unharmed to the water. Those closures and restrictions go into effect tomorrow at 12:01 a.m. In Area M, the South Peninsula is still closed to commercial fishing, but here's what harvest info we have. The fleet in Area M caught a bounty of fish yesterday, blowing Tuesday's totals out of the water. Sockeye came in at 104,000 fish, bringing the season total harvest to 1.4 million fish. There was also a daily harvest of 46,000 chums, up from Tuesday's 193. Kings harvested jumped from 24 to 5,500 fish. Only 8 coho were harvested Tuesday, but yesterday's pull was at 4,800, and pinks went from 19 to 62,000 pinks. We'll be right back after this message.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from GCI, offering connectivity to communities around the state with the latest smartphones and internet packages. A full list of services and store locations at gci.com.
Now getting into our stories tonight. A pandemic, a late run, and low price rumors have meant a tough season for many fishermen. In Ekuk, one set netter says her processor put them on limits during the biggest days of the year. KDLG's Sage Smiley talked to Ekuk set netter Jamie O'Connor as part of a conversation about economic protections for fishermen. Here's how O'Connor summed up their season fishing in Ekuk this year.
So it started out slow, a lot like everywhere else, and then the fish came, and they came all at once, which they kind of like to do on some of these colder years, and our market couldn't keep up. They had a freezer breakdown and rumors of some crew issues, and we were sidelined for that whole three-day push, basically. We had one good day and then sat out the next 3 days. We missed probably half to a third of our season in those 3 days.
As a veteran fisher, O'Connor knows fishing is variable and unpredictable. But in a pandemic year when so much work went into even having a fishing season, she said the additional setbacks hit crews hard.
Everything was different and it had to be different, and we were happy to do that. But to have done more on the front end to be sure that we could do this safely and then just sit out, you know, the run was crushing.
O'Connor says with the way the season went for her family and crew, they'll be tightening their belts and hoping that enough federal pandemic assistance funding comes through to help them through the winter. And we're back with another message from 2 Minutes a Day in the Bay. Whether you decided not to go fishing or have your nets out, the project makes space for individual voices to be heard by creating a platform for the experiences and perspectives to be shared on the Fish Report this summer. Tuesday, we heard from Casey Luke, and today's message is from Melanie Brown.
Hi, this is Melanie Brown. I am recording this message next to Eagle River in outside of Juneau, Alaska. And I'm wishing I was in Bristol Bay right now. I've been looking for berries, and I miss the tundra berries so much and the tundra tea and all that the tundra provides. Down here in southeast Alaska, the trees are very big, and this environment has a lot to offer, but I really miss Bristol Bay. And I didn't go this summer because of COVID. There were a number of factors surrounding COVID and other factors in my life that that led me to my decision not to go, but namely the request of the tribes. And wanting to honor their request was the thing that really, really clinched it for me. And I don't mean to sound like I'm condemning people that did choose to go. I'm really glad you're out there and you're holding up the Bristol Bay reputation with a healthy wild salmon. But I think it's pretty heinous that our governor basically ignored the tribe's request that they made based on their fears, which had a strong basis. And it's frustrating too that there just isn't cohesive guidance from our leaders from the top down that provides consistency throughout our country to keep everybody safe and to keep this pandemic from growing in its impact. But anyways, I miss everybody out there, and I hope you're feeling good about your seasons. All right, take care.
And we'll be right back with the marine weather forecast and the messages to the fleet.
Support for KDLG and the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Hatton Marine in Ballard, Washington, supporting and servicing the Bristol Bay fishery for the last 20 years. Parts and service requests online at hattonmarine.com or 888-283-5639.
And that's going to do it for us tonight here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We had a pretty quick show, but we do have the marine weather forecast and quite a few messages to the fleet. Tonight in the Bristol Bay marine weather forecast, a southwest wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. Tomorrow, Friday, a variable wind less than 10 knots, seas at 1 foot with patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef tonight, a variable wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. And tomorrow, Friday, variable wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. And now with some messages to the fleet. We got a recorded message earlier from somebody who submitted. Here it is.
Hey, this message is for Pete on the Steelhead. We're just calling to say happy birthday and that we will deliver to you anytime you want, even if your little brother won't. Happy birthday, the Dorothy Pearl.
And a message to Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence from Seattle Chick. I went by the house today and my snowmobile was bedazzled and the banya smells funny. That's from Seattle Chick. To Brent, Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence. I know you were getting a lot of messages from other women, but I think you should know that I am the only one interested in you for the fish. If you and Montana Chick get the chance, and if The city of Edinburgh doesn't open its underground dungeons to clear out the dead in a second COVID wave this fall. You really must come to see me in Scotland. And don't forget the fish. Signed, that British-American girl. Message for Dory on the fishing vessel Independence. You received a box in the mail today from the Cheese of the Month Club. It says refrigeration not required, so I put it with the rest of your items. Do you want me to ship it to you? And here I thought you were lactose intolerant. Your dad is also wondering if you happen to take his favorite pink mermaid hoodie with you fishing. He searched all over and can't locate it. Much love, Mother. This one's to Tim. Hey, Tim, looking forward to seeing you soon. Hang in there and stay well. Unfortunately, our bars are closed here in PA, but hopefully we can meet for a drink in Ambler soon. Can't wait to see you, that fisherman beard and hair. Stay well, from Dawn, Bailey Chick. To Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence. Hey, Stud Muffin, I love the new color on your tractor so much, I decided to have matching seat covers made for your truck. You're going to love the magenta cowhide pattern. Can we do that on the boat, too? Hope all is well and fishing is good. P.S. I'm going to make you lots of cookies when I see you next. All my love, Montana Chick. And to Captain Dave Demmert of the fishing vessel Chirikoff. Good luck to you guys and looking forward to you all coming home. Please let Matthew know we miss him. It's weird. My internet speed is faster. The electric bill is way down and we are spending no money on groceries since he's been gone. Coincidence? Hope there's still food on the boat. From Sherry. That's going to do it for our fish report tonight. Happy fishing out there. Stay safe, everyone.